Beyond the daily headlines about the California legislature's annual ongoing failure to enact a budget, now more than 2 months overdue, lies a growing awareness that we are a state in crisis. Jeffrey Lustig, professor of government at Cal State Sacramento and contributing editor of a new book, Remaking California, Reclaiming the Public Good, characterizes a key part of the problem as, in his term, a crisis of representation.
Meaning not only that 50 to 70% of the people don't vote, depending on the election, but also that really important problems like children in poverty or joblessness right now, we don't hear candidates talking about that.
What we do hear is a great deal of partisan rhetoric from the two major parties, which Lustig says tends to drown out attempts to address the more serious social divisions within the state.
We have a reemergence of racial divisions in the state in terms of economic fortunes, and a class polarization we haven't seen in the state since before the Depression. So there are very large obstacles. On the other hand, you can only start where you are. Thoreau once had a line that people very rarely succeed in getting something they don't aim at.
That lack of leadership is one of the main reasons Lustig sees the state now facing a broader constitutional crisis.
What a constitutional crisis means is it's not only not working with the schools problem, water problem, prison problem, budget lockup every year. The state is not only not working, but it can't work under its current arrangements. And the second thing it means is that if we don't resolve it somehow, it can only get worse.
Lustig observes that the state constitution today is far different than the document that was originally adopted. It's now encumbered with dozens of amendments, including a growing number enacted through the initiative process. That mechanism was originally meant to protect the citizenry from special interests. But Lustig says that has now been turned completely inside out, a process that began with Proposition 13.
Because independent of its content about property, it showed everybody that this process that had been developed as a progressive reform could in fact be used to favor particular interests.
Changes to the initiative process are just one of many so-called fixes that could be addressed if the state was to hold a new constitutional convention. Lustig believes such a session is necessary and inevitable to update the state constitution so it can be effective in the 21st century.
It's been since 1879 since we've had a constitutional convention in this state. In 1879, the state had 860,000 people, which is less than one congressional district today. Having a constitutional convention is no easy thing, calling it, holding it, making sure something productive comes out of it. But the one thing that talking about a constitutional convention does is it educates people that the state is in a constitutional crisis.
The appetite of California voters for making big changes is reflected in the passage of the open primary measure last June, as well as several of the propositions on the November ballot. But Lustig cautions that reform by initiative is prone to unintended consequences, in part because they provide scant opportunity for a reasoned public discussion of the issues they attempt to address. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.